Well, Harry, firstly, no one's going to know more about him than you, so tell us why Rio is going to be very positive for Queen's Park Rangers.
Well, I think he's a good top player, and I still think he's got a lot to offer as a player, and he's a class act off, on and off the field. I think he'll bring an awful lot to the club in terms on the training ground, in the dressing room, on the pitch. I've got some good characters here now, good leaders, and I think he's going to be very important to us.
And he wants to play. I mean, this is a key factor. This is not a retirement thing.
He wants to play, and his wage demands were not at all excessive. I couldn't believe he wanted to come and play. He wasn't like, I want this and I want this. It was a very easy deal. He's nowhere near the highest paid player at the club. He's not come for money. He's come because he wants to play football.
Are you hoping that you can partner him, for example, with Stephen Corker, because that's close?
Well, with Corker and with Ned Manura and Richard Dunn and Clint Hill, I'm looking to, I'm seriously looking to play with three at the back. I played that way at Portsmouth. And so it gives me, I've got five central defenders there that I can rotate because, they're not going to play every game. Richard Dunn does it. He's now 30-odd. Rio, Clint, so it gives me, I can juggle around and get between the five of them. I feel we'll always have three good ones.
How close are you to Stephen?
Well, we've agreed a fee with the club. It's up to Stephen now to make a decision, really, and I think it would be a good move for him to come and play with Rio.
How many more signings do you want? Because does it depend on who goes out?
No, not really, no. If you look today, I think we've probably got 12, 13 players here since, in the squad. And, we had eight loans last year. They've all gone back. So that's eight missing. Then we let about five go. So we've left ourselves, but which is not bad. Now we can, I'd like to have had them in by now, but we've got some targets and the chairman's working hard with me and I'm sure we can get the players in that we want.
You said in there you don't want to splash the cap.
No.
What you mean is you don't want to spend needlessly,
no.
but you do need to spend and strengthen.
We need to spend, yeah. We need to spend. We need maybe to buy, spend on three. There's only five players here that are here now that I brought into the club.
Mm.
Richard Dunn, Charlie Austin, Matty Phillips, Danny Simpson and Carl Henry. They all played a big part last year, but they're the only five signings that are here that I bought in. Yun is coming back, and to be honest, Yun was, he's here as well. But there was five lads here really that I actually myself brought into the club. So, I've got a chance now to bring another four or five in that I really want to go with the ones that are here, and if we do that, we'll be okay.
Last time, obviously, the QPR promoted, you weren't involved. What needs to happen? What this time round is an example of how lessons have been learned? What mistakes need to be avoided, do you think?
Yeah, Harry? We've got to be very careful who you bring in. You want people that are going to come here for the right reasons, want to play, and I think we can do that this time. The targets I've got, I know, are all good lads. They're good lads who want to come here. They want to play, want to work hard, want to be part of the club. And that's what you want.
And just finally, the two pre-season trips, how important are they sort of in bonding everyone together, getting the team spirit going?
The problem is that we're going away. They've only got Rio. I could have done with the other four or five being here. It would have been better, So that is the problem. But hopefully by the time we're back from Germany, we'll be more on our way. The chairman's grafting like mad, Tony, to get the players in. I'm meeting them again today. So we hope we can pull a couple more players in.